Hey guys, I'm Richard Fitzgerald. This is Dubai Works, where we interview the business leaders making a difference in this great city.
That business with scalability was very interesting to me.
I like building something that has legacy.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of Dubai Works Business Podcast. This show is powered by Zbuni. Zbuni app gives businesses free tools to start, run and grow online, accept payments, build e-store and create mobile invoices in minutes. While the interview is brought to you by Zbuni, the guest stories told are their own. And this week we've got two entrepreneurs with us in the studio. Thankfully in the studio, rather than on Zoom, viewers will be glad to see people in person. So they are from Rite. Rite are gummy vitamins which provide the perfect balance between efficiency, quality and taste using premium healthy ingredients for your well-being. The guys will explain more, but Rite means you no longer need to take pills, powders, tablets, and you can now have gummy vitamins designed to boost your energy, immunity and promote healthy digestion. And to add to that, they're 100% vegan. So Geem and Sebastian are the duo behind the company who have had the vision to create these unique supplements. And it all started with a personal need of finding the best nutrients. So guys, welcome to the show. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much for the invitation.
Thank you, Rachel, for the invitation.
Pleasure to be here. Thanks for coming in, guys. So tell us about Rite.
Yeah, exactly. So first of all, let me introduce myself. So I'm Sebastian, I'm 28, arrived in Dubai in 2015, so I know quite well the region. And Rite, so the company we founded 3 months ago with Guillaume, so it's a new UAE homegrown brand of vegan vitamin gummies. So our mission is very simple, is to make pill popping fun, delicious, efficient and healthy.
Love it. the modern era of pill popping, I love it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. So we currently cover two benefits of gummy vitamins. So the first one is energy. It's a multivitamin daily booster. So instead of having your pills, you take two, enjoying gummy vitamins every morning when you start your day to boost energy, fight fatigue. And the other product we launched, it's called Slim. It's mostly for healthy digestion.
It's called, sorry?
Slim.
Slim, yeah.
It's for healthy digestion. So it helps to ensure better digestion because we use probiotics. And also support to curb your food cravings. We know that in the region, a lot of people like to snack during the afternoon. So we are here to help them to curb their food craving.
Yeah, amazing. And
yeah, my name is Guillaume. I'm the co-founder of Rite. So we actually met with Sebastian when we both arrived in Dubai in 2015. So I've been there for 6 years now. Sebastian came back to France for a while. And I'm more on the, let's say, digital side. So I used to work for different other startups. I was in Asia, and I helped basically startups to develop in emerging countries. But we felt that it was our time to set up our own company.
Nice.
And we worked pretty hard during a year and a half on this project while we were still employed. And we're really happy to have started 3 months ago.
Three months ago, in January.
So it's
January.
An early stage startup.
21 straight into it. Amazing.
Yeah.
It looks very nice packaging. We'll get into the product itself, but you guys are young guys. What were you doing before this? What industries, what's your background?
So myself, I've always been in the food industry. My parents are farmers in France, so I used to always eat good food, good vegetables at home when I was with grandma and mom. And in Dubai, I was in the chocolate industry. So I set up here a business office for a French chocolate company in 2015. So I was based in Dubai, but I was traveling a lot in all the GCC countries.
Yeah.
So mostly focusing on offline sales, so traditional models, selling to groceries, hotel, restaurant, and coffee shop.
Mm.
Then as Guillaume mentioned, I did a break. I came back in France to join one of the fastest moving consumer food tech startup based in Paris. I call Feed, and we were doing like a complete meal in different formats, in bars, so mostly in the meal replacement category.
So what do you mean by food tech? Is it can you explain?
So when I mean food tech, and we're gonna explain during the podcast, but we call ourselves a kind of DNVB. So it's a digitally native vertical brand. It's a new model of launching a brand,
being
direct to consumer. So instead of having middlemen, wholesaler, we sell direct to the consumer, we deliver to their doorstep through a website, and we call ourselves a DNVB.
DNVB.
Yeah.
There was actually guys from Hoppy, the contact lenses, and they explained to other podcast listeners before what the vertical brand was.
Exactly.
But essentially, it's one item that you kind of you do all the way down and you go direct to consumer.
Exactly.
Okay, interesting.
So we are vertically integrated on the value chain. So it means we don't manage the production. We have a co-packer that do the production for us. And then where we are really strong is on sales, marketing, distribution. And we deliver direct to the consumer.
So you combined your background in the food space, but also learning this new trend as well.
Exactly. So I've always been curious about the startup industry. I travel a lot in the past, in Asia, in Europe, in the US as well. And we've seen that the consumer industry is completely changing. The people are getting more health conscious. They want to understand where the product comes from. They want to know the transparency behind it. They want to be close to the founders. They're looking for emotions. They're looking for connection as well. So based on that, we've seen that a lot of categories are changing, and we wanted to bring value added on the supplements category in the GCC region.
Interesting. And Guillaume, what was your background? You mentioned startups as well.
Yeah, exactly. So I always work for small companies. So I'm more on the tech side. Sebastian has more of, let's say, an offline, experience.
Yeah.
So basically selling, in supermarkets or a lot of retail, point of sales. My background is more on the technology side, so digital. So around marketing, building a website, digital marketing, communication, PR, and so on.
Interesting.
So I started actually my own companies when I was a student. I had a few companies myself, but, really early stages. Then I went to Asia, so I helped to develop, an American company over there before they got acquired, and I've done the same for two companies in Dubai. So my background is more on the, let's say, business development, digital side of things. And when you work for a startup very early stage, you learn how to do a bit of everything, So I don't have one specialization. That's actually the good thing about, starting up your own companies. You need to, do a little bit of everything.
So what you described and what we talked about at the start, right, seems to be touching on a number of trends in terms of consumer behavior trend changing and demand for products as well, both in the distribution and consumption. But can you just, from the outset, can you just describe the market that you're entering, the supplements and vitamins space, and traditionally, what sort of industry is it? How big is it? What's the kind of opportunity in the region, etc.?
Yeah, so the vitamins industry and the health supplement category is huge. It's been dominated by multinational companies forever. So it's a very opaque market, huge, companies dominating this space, and you have a few startups trying to disrupt this industry. So that's what we're trying to do. Most of them are in the US or in Europe, but in the Middle East, you don't have any startup doing this. So that's why we saw, the opportunity. But at the same time, it's something that we really believe in ourselves, because we are consuming health supplements, and basically we couldn't find the type of products that we have right now in, on the shelves or online. So that's why we decided to start up this.
Are health supplements on the sort of pharma side of things? Are they regulated in the same way, or are they more on the kind of food industry?
So that's the images we have of food supplements, basically. Just to give you a quick overview of the history, how the right idea came up. So it starts with a true personal need, but we are in Dubai since 2015. We were traveling a lot in the region, working out, having an active lifestyle, and we were taking supplements. So also myself, it started with some my level of fatigue were getting low. I was starting to lose my hair. I was a bit feeling tired. So I said, I went to a French doctor here in Dubai, GLT actually. And he told me, you probably have deficiencies like most of the population living in the GCC, because most of the food is imported from Europe, from the US. So they are mostly losing their nutrients, their freshness. So what you consume does not bring all the nutrients, the vitamins, the minerals your body needs. So I went to a pharmacist and I did a blood test, and my doctor told me, you have some deficiencies, so you should take some supplements. So I went to one of the pharmacy here in Dubai, and it was one of the worst experiences in my life. Kind of nightmare, because you see a lot of products from everywhere. You see a lot of benefits, but if you're not really well educated, if you don't really know what you need, you just trust. your pharmacy is telling you, okay, go for vitamin D, go for vitamin B, but you don't really have an experience, you don't really have a close interaction with the product. So we want you to change that as well.
And they're expensive too, and they're an offer. You don't really know what you're buying. You don't know,
There is no clarity, there is no transparency. Most of them, they're using like fillers, bulking agents, GMO.
Really?
But again, as a consumer, if you don't know that, you trust the brand, you trust the pharmacy. So having a direct-to-consumer model allow us to bring transparency to our consumers, to explain them what are the benefits of the ingredients we use, the plants, the vitamins, the minerals, and explaining that we do not use junk inside. So it's very important, and I don't know if you're familiar with it. In Europe, there is a lot of application called starting to launch just to analyze the labels of products. And they give you a ranking and a nuts. And here in Dubai, it does not exist, but all of the supplements, most of the product in Europe on the shelf, they have like a low marks. So having like quality, clean ingredients allow us to deliver like clean products to our consumers.
How did you go about creating the product? Did you have to employ, are you guys dietitians, or did you have to, like, what the scientific part of all these different vitamins that go into a product like this?
So it took a while for us actually to develop the first line of products that you see now, that we sell in Dubai or in the UAE. So it took a year to develop the product. So first you need to find, you know, the right partner. So you have I think we've contacted around 100 laboratories for the first 6 months. So first you need to find the right partner, you know, who has the right experience, the right expertise. Because you have pharmacists and nutritionists that need to work hand in hand to develop these formulas, to have the right you know, mix of vitamins. So that's kind of a complex, you know, expertise. And then you need to source the right ingredients depending on what kind of you know, requirements we have. And then you need to develop the products, right? So in this type of products, you have three experts. So you have the nutritionist and the pharmacist who creates the product. And then you have the flavorist, so the person who try to make, you know, our gummies, you know, nice and sweet with a nice color and basically enjoyable. And then you have the candy maker, so that's the you know, the expert that basically craft the gummies. So these three experts basically don't exist in the region. Since we're French and Sebastian was in France back then, it was easier for us to approach you know, French laboratories. And that's how we find our partner. So
can I say so?
For sure, it is.
Looks very orange.
It will give you a
orange taste. Is that vitamin C one?
So there is vitamin C, and as explained, our main value is that we use a mix of plants, vitamins and amino acids, because we really believe about the synergies between superfood ingredients such as acerola, ginseng, guarana, that will be mixed with B vitamins with 100% of your recommended daily dose per day, and amino acids called L-arginine.
Yeah.
It's a very complex formula
that
brings safety, efficiency, and great result.
Does it say which vitamins it's?
Exactly, B3, 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 B5, B6, B12.
Okay, and you're suggesting to take two gummies per serving?
Exactly, so one unit, it's 1 month supply, you have 60 gummies, and we recommend to take two gummies per day of each benefit.
Okay, wow, interesting.
Yeah. That's the dosage for adult, actually, because if you take one, it's a bit frustrating. The whole idea is that because we want to make pill popping fun and delicious, like Sebastian mentioned, you know, if you take a pill or if you take a tablet, you don't really spend a good time, right? Most of the time you forget you know to take your vitamins, and then you stop the cure, and then you need to start all over again, which doesn't work. So the idea is that you can take two per day, so you know, you kind of double, you know, the pleasure.
They are tasty, I can get it.
They're tasty, and actually the main difference with our brand compared to other brands, because we didn't invent the gummy, right? But we try to be very clean, very natural, and you can feel the plants, you know. So that's the main value added in our products. So we use plants, premium vitamins, amino acids, which work well, and also they have you know, they have, they're reduced in sugar. So people, you know, trust the brand, because in the end, especially in the region, people are more and more health conscious, right? So they want to take their vitamins, they want to be healthy, and at the same time they're conscious of, you know, what they eat, what it comes from, who's behind the brand, and so on. So that's why we launched these gummies, and actually the first consumers are really happy about it.
Interesting. So how did you select the final partner, the lab, and where are they based?
So they're based in France.
Yeah.
And we selected them because it's not, we don't like to outsource this part. We wanted them to be real partners, right? So because they're part of the company, and we had a really good fit with them. They understand our strategy, and we really like the fact that they have this expertise. So in France and in Europe, they're kind of a, you know, leading company crafting gummy vitamins. So we wanted to work with them, and actually we have a very good relationship with them. So it's
interesting. Yeah. And in terms of the pricing, how much are they, or how much do they compare, and how does one kind of sign up or buy them?
So one jar of 1 month, so it's 60 gummies. So we recommend to take 2 gummies per day. So 1 month supply is 139 dirhams. However, because it's a cure of vitamins, we recommend to take either 2 months or 3 months cure. It really depends, you know, on the people, right? Some
is that
people,
a cure?
Yeah, it's a cure.
And okay.
You take this every day, right? If you stop the cure, then it's less efficient.
Mm.
Right, so it's not a candy.
Yeah,
it's still a health supplement. So you need to follow, let's say, the posology. So 2 gummies per day during 30 days, and then you can feel the effects.
Okay.
For some people, it takes, you know, a week to work. So for some people, it takes 6 weeks.
Mm.
So that's why we sell 1 month, 2 months, or 3 months cures, and then you can buy one of the two products or two together, because they're actually complementary.
Mm.
Ramadan is coming, you know, in 2 weeks, and they're actually the perfect product for that. So you take 2 gummies energy in the morning, and then you take 2 gummies slim after your food at night, and then it will help improve your digestion.
For those fasting, it just makes sure that you're not missing out on those nutrients while you're fasting.
That's right.
Exactly.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Interesting. So even though it comes from France, you understand the region, and it's a kind of a Ramadan product as well.
Yeah.
Amazing. So I'm just trying to understand. You know, I get it with, in terms, I see these, I'm not an expert, but I see these the descriptions, and I kind of go, that would give me more energy, it feels healthy, it's a bit of a boost. If I'm taking other products, I know everyone has different sorts of medical needs and supplement requirements. Where do you think this fits in? Does it replace some other things, or what's the average intake and supplements for someone who takes vitamins?
So as Guillaume explained, we are in touch, right? We are working with a French laboratory, so they have a team of pharmacists, nutritionist experts. So it took us a year to find the perfect balance between efficiency, quality, and test. Because for us, we've got a very strict specification on what we want inside our gummies. Because having a pill, sometimes you will have a pill only for vitamin C, only for vitamin D, only for vitamin B. So every day you have to take like 10 or 12 pills. We have some clients, this is what they do, and it's quite not enjoying. It's a bit boring as well, because you start your cure and you stop it after like 5, 10 days, because it's not enjoyable. So we wanted to make it our gummy with the same dosage of a classic multivitamin pills, if I give the example of the energy. So that's why we had to work really hard with our laboratory in France to make sure that we provide high dosage in terms of plants, vitamins, and amino acids. And this is what we came up with. The energy one, it's cover all your need to fight fatigue, to boost your energy, thanks to the B vitamins that works really well together. The plants we use, and that's our main value added, and an amino acid called L-arginine.
Yeah, interesting. So if someone has a multivitamin, this is a decent replacement for it. It also, we're often told in this region that we're missing vitamin B as well.
Yeah, so I think that's coming back to, you know, the industry and how they work and how huge it is. Actually, they push for a lot of vitamins where, you know, you have 1 gram of vitamin C, 1 gram of vitamin B, 1 gram of this, 1 gram of that. In the end, it's not really necessary, right? So what we think, and that's our vision, is that those gummies are, you know, bring the little extra that you cannot find in food anymore, and especially in this region, because most of the food is imported. So if you take the example of, it's an orange that traveled from South Africa during 3 weeks, it lost most of its content of vitamin C. So our goal is really to bring the little extra that everyone needs. So it's an average adult basically would need these, you know, these vitamins. But we don't want to bring too much of it, right? And a lot of other brands actually, they use, you know, this as, you know, you have like 12, 15 vitamins And you don't need that. The body is going to release the extra anyway. So we want to bring the right dosage, which is made for an average adult.
Interesting. So guys, just rewind the clock. We're 1st of April today. No jokes on this show. But a year ago, where were you? Were you planning this? Were you kind of looking to produce the product? And how did you get to the kind of launch day in January?
So a year ago, we were still employed, you know, with our old jobs. And in the when COVID started, it was hectic for everyone, and actually for us it took it delayed the project a little bit, you know, to launch the company, but in the end it was beneficial for us. So it took us a year to develop, you know, from the moment we, you know, shook hands with the pharmacist that we work with and the moment we released the products in Dubai. It took a year, and actually it was a year where we could, you know, be trained on nutrition, so we read a lot about nutrition.
Interesting.
And also we had the chance to think about our strategy, educate people about the ingredients that we use. So it's not day one when we launched, you know, the sales that we started actually 6 months before. So a lot of people were helping us, and our goal is to co-develop this company with, you know, the consumers, other people that are interested in the brand and the products, and that basically respect our vision. And that's what we want to do. So co-develop this brand. So during 6 months, we actually worked with a lot of people, to make sure that we were bringing the right products at the right time.
And these things do need time. Like, it sounds about right. Maybe not at the start you go, oh, I can get that live in a month, but it needs that amount of time. Why did you choose Dubai, and how did you go about setting up the business? And you had lots of questions at once, but did you go into fundraising and everything at that time?
So no, it's a self-funding company actually. So as Guillaume explained, it's been a year and a half that we've got the right idea. So time went fast and COVID arrived. But the most important things for us was to have the vision of the company. To assess the basis of the brand platform, because it took us a lot of time to build the brand, to think about the marketing, the website, to think about the strategy, to develop the right product for the UAE market. So that's mostly how we've done it.
And is the right brand, is that you've got two products here, have you got a product range, is there other areas in this vertical?
So to come back to your former question, so actually we develop products that are made for the GCC, and that's why we're based in Dubai, not in Europe or anywhere else, because, you know, we're French, our production is in France. So, you know, some people ask us, why don't you sell in France? Our goal is actually to, be a leading company of vitamins and health supplements in the GCC region, because, there is no company doing this here. And also, this is a place to me where people need the most health supplements because of, you know, people losing their hair, they used to travel a lot because of AC. All of this is connected. The food is imported as well. So, you know, people are tired more than anywhere in the world. People are sleeping pretty bad, they're losing their hair, they have skin issues. So we've done this questionnaire, you know, with more than 1,000 people, and we realized that actually was the right place to launch this kind of product.
So it took
a while, and actually we develop products that are made for the GCC, because the two benefits that we cover are really for everyone here, and actually the new products that we're going to launch in the next few months are also really
compliant to
They're made for the region, and also they're made according to what people need. So we listen to what people say, so we follow up on the cures of all of our consumers, and then we try to get some suggestions, some feedback. So we really work hand in hand with them, and they're part of the development of the company, and that's why it's great. So the next product is not something that we decided just the two of us, it's something that people ask for. And that's why.
And you can't reveal it yet.
Not yet.
next time you're on.
As mentioned at the start of this episode, Dubai Works is powered by Zbuni. Artisan El Restaurante is a delicious Italian restaurant in DIFC that has delivery options via WhatsApp. Zbuni allows for this ordering process to be seamless thanks to its payment link functionality, where a customer can pay once this curated order is finalized. This is unique in that it's more personal and a two-way chat fueled with recommendations, where specials can be highlighted, results in a superior customer engagement.
I want to talk about the kind of technical side and the direct-to-consumer piece, but just while we're talking about the region, You know, obviously you're promoting a healthy lifestyle as well, but how do you kind of navigate the GCC? That, you know, do you look at it by country, a market approach? Do you look at it with partnerships? Do you look at it with Arabic? How do you kind of navigate that?
So yeah, actually it's a good question. So because we're a UAE brand and we started in Dubai, we're really happy to be a local homegrown, you know, company. And actually we see that after 3 months, 80% of our consumers are Emirati, which is great because I think that a lot of brands have a hard time quite reaching, you know, this audience. And for us, again, we want to be a local brand. So we try to kind of Arabize the brand, if I may say.
Yeah.
So that's why we have the packaging in Arabic. That's why we cater to Arabic needs. I mean, Arab people needs. So we take step by step. So right now we deliver only to the UAE. We don't want to go too fast because we want to keep the same level of quality regarding, you know, the products, the customer experience, the customer service. So we go step by step, country by country. And the idea is really to be the leading company in the GCC. So we don't want to go in the US, we don't want to go in Europe, not yet. We want to go step by step. So in a few months' time, we'll be able to deliver in other countries in the GCC, but right now it's on UK. Okay.
And you mentioned off air at the start that you set up as a DED license with the intention of being retail, but you're working remotely at the moment. So does that mean that most of those customers that in the first quarter of this year have all subscribed or purchased online?
Exactly. So as explained at the beginning, we are a direct-to-consumer brand because we want to have a direct relationship with our consumers. As a startup, we have to understand why they purchase, how they purchase, which products they are looking for. So being online allows us to learn from our consumers, to have data as well. Going to a retailer straight away will not allow us to have like the understanding of our client, what they are looking for, which products they purchase, and why. So being online, it's one of our assets and allow us to go faster as well by bootstrapping, trying a lot of strategy of acquisition, how we can develop the community, etc. So it's a learning curve now. And once the brand will be established, we'll have enough brand awareness, enough brand loyalty, we'll be able to become an omni-channel brand. But first of all, just to understand, because we are a startup, we have to be agile. And as Guillaume mentioned, the next product that will come, we did it with our community. And we launched it with our community because they were coming back to us. I need a product for that. And so we tried to implement and to look for a new product thanks to them. If we would have been in retail, we could not have seen that.
Yeah, I think it's really interesting. I think e-commerce and digital, so digital and social media and email is perfect for direct-to-consumer brands in that, you know, you're not going for massive e-commerce scale or social media millions of likes. You're kind of going, okay, if someone is my customer, they can subscribe or engage, and therefore when I put a message out, I don't need 1,000 likes, I get 3 comments and it's from real people. And it becomes an iterative process and you work with them. Is that the kind of journey that you're on with Rive?
Yeah, exactly. So and again, coming back to your previous question about you know, raising funds.
Yeah.
So right now we're a self-funded company, so we need to be a bit more smart about, you know, how we, you know, spend our money. And actually, we believe that, you know, the old-fashioned businesses, you know, they were doing well because they were talking to the clients. You know, they were in constant you know, discussion with the clients, understanding the clients. It's not like I'm raising funds and then I spend everything in marketing to be the number one. So right now we know that if we ever raise funds, we have the right channels to spend the money to have a healthy business that will grow, and actually we're going to be profitable pretty soon. So that's what
amazing.
That's what we believe in. This is thanks to the consumers and the direct relationship we have with them, because we don't need to spend thousands on, I don't know, influencers or paid marketing, because we have the base of clients, and actually the word of mouth grows really fast, and that's organic, that's free, and that's something that stays on the long time.
I think it's refreshing to hear, because people get in the entrepreneur space get swept up in the kind of, you know, the headlines that you raise a lot of money but we can always think of many things to spend money on, but how does that improve the product? How does that improve the customer experience? And how does that fundamentally increase your revenue? You know. If you spent 1 million on marketing tomorrow, would you have you the capacity to deliver more of these But having said that, if someone listening now likes this space and kind of goes, they're onto something, you know, I can see that being sold in some retail pop-up shop, or I can see that in Saudi Arabia, would you be open to kind of a seed round or something like that?
So I think that my perception, because I'm 35 now, most of my friends back in France, they've set up their own company. Some of them are sold their own companies. So they've been through rounds of investment, and I'm pretty familiar with it. And I think that in this region, if you have a tech company, yes, you know, it's easy to raise funds. If you have a consumer brand, I think that it's better to have, let's say, a profitable business that is more healthy. And then you can basically accelerate, you know, the business, expanding, you know, hiring more people. And that's what we're trying to do. So trying to be more of a healthy business, kind of a family business, if you like. So we know that during the first 6 months, 9 months, 12 months of activity, we know everything that works, that don't work. So if we have, you know, more money, we can accelerate in the right way, still being profitable and having a healthy business, not just throwing money out of marketing and being profitable after 5 years. That's not our model, and that's not our vision.
Interesting. But you do see, you know, in the US, we see a lot of IPOs for direct-to-consumer businesses. You know, is that ultimately a way to grow? Like, I'm sure there'll be more competition soon. Do you need to kind of, at some point, do you need to scale? And would you produce your own products maybe in the region? Would you invest more in technology? Would you have other things like that?
So because we want to be a local brand, seen as a local brand, again, our consumers are Arab people. We want at some point to be able to craft our products here. So manufacture, you know, have our own, you know, maybe manufacture a company here. That's the idea. It could be done maybe next year if everything goes well. And actually, we, you know, because it's also more of a sustainable way to have a business. You're closer to the production, and then, you know, you can, you're really like local brand. And I think that in the GCC, people will know that you're a local brand. It's not something that is imported. 99% of the products that you see on the shelves today in pharmacies are imported. So we are a local brand. Right now we manufacture outside of the region. But our goal, yes, is to manufacture here, to be really a local brand, local production.
And how many of the things from a digital perspective do you have to invest in for this vertical brand? Do you have to build a website? Do you have to the payment gateways, the app? Like, how many of that do you need on day one to ship the first product? And how, you know, we hear a lot about, you know, a lot on this podcast, and as I mentioned at the start, as Boonie or a partner, we hear a lot that it's becoming easier and easier to enable startups. People are selling on WhatsApp, people are using drop shipping and Shopify, people have marketplaces on Amazon. Is it easy?
I don't think it's easy. Actually, it's more tough than any other region. I feel the first thing is that people are used to paying cash. So when you have an e-commerce website, you know, it's challenging. So you need to have the capabilities to cater to, you know, people, and especially our consumers, they like to pay in cash. So that's the first challenge that you don't see in Europe or in the US, for example. You know, people over there all have a credit card and they trust, you know, the website. So there is a bit of trust to bring. That's what we're trying to do. At some point, and I think in a few years time, this will change to our advantage, I hope. So yeah, that's the first challenge we have.
You still think it's early on in the adoption of these technologies? Okay.
I think it's changed with COVID, because a lot of people were used to buy online, even in remote areas. But you know, obviously Dubai is very modern, and so it's known to, you know, have a high penetration rate in e-commerce. The moment we sell to remote areas in Saudi Arabia, for example, this will not be the case, right? So we need to adapt. And that's my background, actually, to be able to adapt to, you know,
hybrid
specificity of the country you live in. And that's why I think that a lot of maybe competitors or other companies failed. It's because they don't know how to adapt. They just, you know, copy-paste a model that they take from the US, and then they don't really adapt to the region. So that's why, again, we're a local brand. And I think you have more challenges here and in e-commerce than any other place.
Interesting.
But it's interesting.
Yeah, exactly. And what are the sort of metrics that you guys look at? We just finished the quarter. What are the things that you look at? Do you look at churn? Do you look at revenue per user? What are the sort of benchmarks that you're progressing?
Yeah, it's classic economic units, I would say, but we started 3 months ago, so our mission is to increase our number of fans. We don't call them clients because they are fans, they are behind us. Perfect. So increase our number of fans, number of orders. Our mission is to have to reach around 2,000 super fans in the very coming months, because we believe that creating a D2C brand starts with a fan. As we mentioned a lot during this podcast, we co-build our brand with our fans. So the main unit economics will be number of orders, number of fans, the average order value, the repeat orders is very important for us. And this is a good sign because we have different offers, but the 3 months offer now is picking up. So we have more and more reorders from our previous consumers in Jan. So that's mostly the economic units we are looking for.
Yeah. And I would say, though, comparing, I know when you mentioned the price earlier, people will know what they pay for in the pharmacies. But I'm comparing it with a supplement that I take, and it's very affordable compared with, it's almost half the price compared with that other supplement. So it's competitive. It's interesting positioning that you've got. But, you know, you mentioned the 3 month offer. Ultimately, do you want people to kind of just get it every month so they know what, so it's kind of renewed?
So actually, we believe that taking the example of energy gummies, you shouldn't take, you know, a vitamin C all your life, right? You should do this as a cure, and then you stop, and then if you feel down, then you start again.
Yeah.
So that's why we don't do subscription model. Not yet. We could do something, you know, personalized, so you receive, I don't know, every 3 months a jar or something. Right now, it's not really necessary.
You say that came for vitamin C or just in general for supplements?
So it really depends on the supplements. For example, probiotics, it's safe to take. You have, I don't know, collagen companies, you know, that will be coming here at some point. It's safe to take, you know, all year long. But vitamins, and because we're a vitamins company, I think that it's you don't need to take these you know, every day. So that's why we're trying to be more transparent and in the educational way to say, okay, do this for 3 months. If you feel great, then, you know, stop. And then your body will adapt to the vitamins again, and you should be able to find, you know, the vitamins in your food. It's just that here you cannot, right? So you need this once in a while, let's say 2 to 3 times per year, but not every month.
That's an interesting, and again, that's trust building as well, isn't it? And it's like anything, really. Like, the more we have access to information, the more we can learn about things, and especially in the supplement space. And I guess that's what's part of what I guess your material and your comms will include.
Yeah, it's part of our mission. Every day we are in touch with our fans, our consumers, our new consumers as well, and we educate. We explain people, why do we use plants in our gummy vitamins? Why we mix it with vitamins? What are doing the others as well? Because we have to educate, we have to explain that when you go to pharmacies, again, we discussed during the beginning of the podcast, you're completely lost. If you're not really well educated, you don't understand why do you need vitamin D, why do you need vitamin B, and which brand will you go for? Mm. So we are here to educate, to explain the benefit of each ingredient we use in our gummies and the result you will expect to get as well.
Yeah, interesting. So two other kind of topics, one related to retail. Where do you think we are in the retail space? We see a lot of high street stores shutting down and things like that. And a lot of people in this category will know of, you know, supplement type stores that are healthy. In theory, they'll think of some names. Like, do you think, and obviously the pandemic has had an effect on footfall and things like that. Do you think that the retail space in terms of bricks and mortar is really challenged? Or do you think you guys will have more physical presence, and now you know, your brand looks very like Right Market. Are you guys attending these places, and will in the future you be at more will we be able to see you in more physical spaces?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think the COVID has been a difficult time for a lot of retailers all over the world, but what I can see is that retailers that are reinventing themselves will succeed, because omnichannel will remain very important for consumers. We call a lot about phygital in France or in Europe in general.
Yeah.
You go online to have a look to the product, and then you go to store offline in retail stores. But the retailers that are not able to reinvent themselves, to create experience, to deliver emotion as well. When I go to Carrefour, I go to Spinez, I'm looking for experience, you know, I'm looking for to try product, I'm looking to speak with people, I'm looking to have a physical interaction with people. And that's why I do believe a lot about omnichannel. Start online to establish connection with your consumers, to establish your brand, to make sure that you create your brand awareness as well. And when you are known in the UAE, in the GCC in general, you can go in retail because people will already have been in touch with you.
Mm.
But if you are completely new and you go to retail, they will pass by near your product and they will not ever know who you are.
Mm.
That's why, you know, our strategy is to create this brand awareness, is to connect with our consumers, is to have our database of fans. And once we'll be ready, we could go to retail to offer new experience.
Mm.
Having the fact of conveniency, because you go to Spinners, you do your shopping and you can get right directly.
Mm.
Will be the strategy. And we still have a lot of people as well in the UAE, they don't want to order online because they want to pay COD, or they used to go offline in different point of sales.
Yeah.
But I do believe about the combination of starting online and then going offline to become an omnichannel brand.
Interesting. And do you partner with delivery companies for that as well?
So what do you mean delivery companies, like Deliveroo or Zomato, or?
I'm not sure, like, is there someone branded in Rice handing, delivering, or do you have an Aramex?
Yeah, so we have kind of an Aramex, so it's a smaller company, but based in Dubai. So we store all of the products there. They do the packing, so they prepare a nice box. So you receive, you know, your box with a few goodies inside.
It's off camera, but I see it over there. It's eco-friendly box. Yeah.
And again, you know, being a direct consumer brand, we can offer this experience where, you know, you open the box and you connect directly to the brand, you connect to us, you understand the story or brand platform and so on. So they do this, the packing, and then they do the last, what we call the last mile delivery. So they deliver to your doorstep whenever you buy online. So we work very closely with this company, and this company will help us expand also in the region whenever we want to open new countries.
Interesting. So exactly. So you do want, exactly. So just on that as well, we've had people on from cloud kitchens and things like that. And like you described that, so having a mix of physical and real world and digital, and to that point, who would be the ideal partner for you? We had a recent podcast with the botanists who are working with Spinneys, and you know, that from a distribution point of view, would that be a good distribution partner, or
it has to be a win-win partnership, because we are a startup, we are local brands. So it's great for retailers as well to showcase local project, local concept. If we take the example of Spinners, the initiative with the Spinners incubators is so great for startup, because they allow startup to win visibility, to create partnership with them. And I think they see it as a win-win collaboration.
True.
Because we still see a lot of retailers that they don't care. They still have the old school of approaching brands, selling that I want this amount of margin, I want listing fees, I want back margin. But at the end, they cut the business of a young startup launching.
Yeah.
So if we don't have the good connection, if we don't fit with the partner, we would rather prefer to stay online, because we have access to our consumers, we can sell, deliver directly to them. So it's just about a question of win-win partnership, win-win collaboration.
Yeah.
So this is how we see the retailer activation for us.
Yeah, it's funny.
And they need that as well, because we are here to provide them experience, to provide them new value proposition, new product. This is exactly what they expect.
Yeah.
No.
It's funny, we could talk about, you, Sebastian, you touched on a kind of a David versus Goliath scenario.
Exactly.
It's really hard when the margin, when you're trying to get somewhere, and when you keep having to do, you know, different cuts and different things, it's very hard to grow. So how you described it of, you know, growing organically, it sets you up for that as well.
Yeah.
Another topic, you guys are both from France. There's a strong, you know, cuisine heritage in France. And just talking about trends, and, you know, you've got this probiotic supplement. Like, what are your views on that? Do you consult someone to produce, you know, to advise on diet? Like, how do you kind of look at foods from a kind of more healthy way?
So, yeah, I mean, it's a kind of a broad question. But so what we do, we get inspired from, you know, a lot of all the brands, you know, in France or anywhere else. We still, you know, look at what people do. We're very curious about startups in general. It's been 15 years. We, I don't know, signed up to like hundreds of newsletters. And
yeah.
We follow a lot of brands on Instagram. So we try to keep up to date to all the new concepts, and we try to feed ourselves, you know, with this new concept that appear everywhere. And also we like to have this kind of scientific board of people. So we're trying to find, you know, nutritionists. So we used to work with a nutritionist, but she left during COVID. So we try to have this scientific board in our company. So you have, you know, a dermatologist, a nutritionist, a doctor in pharmacy, and these people actually can feed us in the new trends, right? Because even though, you know, we care a lot about nutrition, and we like, as you say, we're French, so we like to eat, we like to cook, we take care of ourselves, we like to do sports as well. Still, we need some experts to feed us with, you know, some new trends, and that's what we're trying to do. First with our consumers, because they're close to the new trends as well, and also with the experts that can accompany us in our board, the scientific board, to feed us with the, you know, new concept, new trends that we should look at. So we're very eager to learn, you know, new trends. So there is no one trend that I can mention here. There is a lot, but we try to, you know, take it step by step. Whenever we have a new product that we want to launch, see, you know, the feasibility, the lead time, and so on. So it's it's super interesting.
But you're very much in the supplement space. I guess what I was trying to get at was, you know, a few decades ago there was a big American company that Weight Watchers, which kind of burst on the scene with very high valuation and offered
shit product.
But everyone believed it and everyone bought into it, and you know, it's kind of, it's not as popular now. I don't mean to kind of disrespect it, but it's not as zeitgeisty right now. But then on the other side, in terms of, I'm not an expert, but in this region there's a lot of probiotic solutions from dairy companies, and there's a lot of things that Arab people have in their daily diet that have that type of thing. So one's on the dairy side and one's on the supplement side. Are you in between?
It's very important for us to wave on the trends of what consumers are expecting, because again, we build our product based on the consumer expectation. And as we mentioned earlier, the consumer, for me, you know, it's an entrepreneur, it's an actor. He knows what he wants. He knows what he wants to consume for a safe body. There is a lot of application in Europe, you know, thriving up to know the labels of the ingredients. So it's very important for us to deliver the product, the ingredients the consumer is looking for. So plant-based is booming now in the US, in Europe. In the UE, there is always a bit of delay, I would say, because the consumer is not always aware of that. But we are here, and it's our mission as well to change that, to bring a new value proposition for the consumers, and to bring what is he looking for. So we are here to educate, we are here to explain on keto and vegan and diet and all those trends. And this is our mission as well, every day to do that.
And you do, and if people want to know a little bit more about those trends, how can they kind of follow? Do you send newsletters? Do you have a blog? Or
so right now it's early stage, so we still don't have a blog,
but
we need to work on it. So it's just the two of us, so it's a bit challenging to do everything. We have a, you know, a to-do list that is super long, that's the idea, to be able to have like I said, these experts that can educate people about, you know, certain topics. So, you know, dermatologists around like skin issues, people about, you know, losing their hair, the kind of right diet that you should have during summertime, these kind of things. And actually reading about nutrition, you realize that if you eat well, you don't need to go to a doctor. That's the whole concept about nutrition. So what you put in your mouth is very important, and that's what we try to bring. You can't find, you know, in food today in the UE whatever we bring in our product. So that's the little extra that you can't find in food anymore that we bring in a nice format.
It's interesting how you describe it like that. And that in that way it can work with, if people, no matter what their diet is, if they're paleo or vegan or whatever, your products work.
Exactly, because the first specification is that it's 100% vegan, so it's plant-based, and we do believe a lot about the power of plants as well. My parents are farmers, they do cows, they do meat, so I know that consuming meat every day is not good for the environment. So new generation, we should create impact every day as well on the product we consume, the way we interact with products. The fast consuming, the fast food industry for me is now changing, as you see some big company like Beyond Meat or plant-based burgers are bringing a new value to Burger King, to McDonald's, to big fast food companies, because again, that's the consumer who asked for. There are more and more vegan people, diet, keto, etc. So as a brand, this is our mission, to bring new product, good for your health, good for the environment, good for the future of our generation as well.
Interesting. I hope you don't put your parents out of business. That they work hand in hand.
Exactly.
But yeah, I think they do.
But it's complementary.
Complementary, yeah.
Yeah.
And you hinted, guys, at a new product launch. Is that your core focus and your roadmap for the year? Or what's in store for Riot?
So we started 3 months ago with two products. So right now, let's say that we've proven the traction of these two products. People start reordering. So we have, let's say, repeat orders that is pretty high.
Mm.
So it means that, you know, we've done a good job educating. People like the products. You know, they like to consume more.
Mm.
But still, you know, it's just two products. So we have two products that are in the works. That will be released, you know, before summertime, and another one in probably in September. Mm. So that's at the end of the year. We're gonna have four products,
mm.
and then after that, the goal of Riot is not only to have, you know, gummy vitamins and have 25 products. We don't really believe in this. We'd rather have, you know, 4, 5, 6 products that are really good, well sourced, that our people are consuming every day, and then we can go to other galenics, so other form of health supplements. So
okay.
it could be anything. We have a lot of ideas. It could be something in drinks, in bars, you know, different kind of formats,
yeah.
Let's say.
We
want to innovate in this space as well. So right now we're a bit, let's say, limited with, you know, what the, you know, your laboratory can do. And that's why we want, you know, at some point have our own innovation lab in the UAE, so we can test out new products and have our own very innovative products that are really unique.
Mm.
And really local to, you know,
amazing.
To
sounds like you have a good grasp of what you're trying to achieve and that organic approach and more in ways than one, no pun intended. Guys, lastly, I always ask about the region. You know, Middle East is often called an emerging market. You guys are obviously focused on the GCC because of product market fit, but what's your personal outlook? Do you think that, you know, do you think that this region will emerge? Do you think that you're kind of optimistic about the economic prosperity of the region?
Yeah, I mean, we're very optimistic. That's why we're here setting up you know, our business here. We could have done this anywhere, but actually we believe in the region, because a lot of people say, you know, Dubai is gonna crash or something, and then year after year you see people, they've been there for 20 years. I have a friend, they've been there for forever, they were born here even, and they say the same thing, you know, every time you have, you know, people pessimistic say, yeah, it's not gonna go well, and then in the end I think Dubai is doing great.
Yeah,
when I'm talking about Dubai, it's, you know, Dubai and the UAE and the region. So I think we believe a lot in the region. There is a lot of people that are being more health conscious, and that's actually where we have a part to play, because we need to educate people about what's good for them. Because we have the chance of being brought up in France. In France, you have good products, you have good soil, right? You have the right amount of sun, these kind of things. And here, it's really hard to find good products. So we try to, you know, bring this kind of French touch here with, you know, good products that cannot grow here. So obviously we don't do veggies, right? But at some point it could be edible products that are, I don't know, a health supplement, or maybe even food. We don't know, right? We don't know what the future holds, but I think that the region is really interesting for that. I think it's doing really well, and especially during COVID times you could see that a lot of tourists were coming to Dubai.
True.
And I personally believe that you know, the UAE were really smart about this, and now it's picking up. So you can see they're in a pretty good shape compared to other countries in the world. So
great,
yeah. We're
here. And as a business perspective, I will add that it's getting easier to start a business here in Dubai. The government is working a lot with a new generation, with universities, with incubators, to allow people to become their own entrepreneur of their life. So we all have projects, but the main issues in Dubai previously was how to set up a company. It's quite, it's hard. So now it's changing. And I think it's also part of the government role to educate the new generation to say, we need to invent the future. And Dubai is always focused on the future. And we see a lot of new initiatives. We see a lot of new local projects. So even our consumers, they say, oh, you're local, I want to support local. So we see that the authentic relationship that we can create with them, it's also very seen with all the project, all the local brands starting. So a lot of people, especially with the COVID, now wants to become entrepreneur. And that's also the future of any country. It's how many new entrepreneurs you have every year. And I think Dubai is a great place for that. It's a logistic hub, so you can easily sell in Asia, in Africa. That's why we are here as well. And since long time, this region has been really forgotten by the big multinational companies. They do work only with middlemen, with wholesalers, but they don't have a local presence here.
It's kind of last on there.
Exactly. Yeah. They are not their main focus, and now it's changing. A lot of new companies are coming here, setting up offices, business. A lot of e-commerce entrepreneurs as well are coming to Dubai to sell in Africa, to sell in Asia. So I think it's changing, and it's very positive for us.
Amazing.
Yeah. No, I was saying it's a hub as well. I mean, everyone knows it's a hub. It was a touristic hub. Now it's really a business hub.
Wow.
And I think that's the Emirati government is trying to, you know, push people to go from, you know, the public, you know, government jobs to, you know, being entrepreneurs. And actually, we met with a lot of Emiratis, and they say that the new trend is really to, you know, set up your own company, have your local project. That's the new trend.
Yeah.
That's what we feel. And they're trying to, you know, be in this trend, although we're not local.
Yeah.
But we will onboard, you know, local people, and that's our aim. It's not being an expat brand in Dubai. It's really like a local brand.
Amazing.
So that's our aim.
Good for the economy and good for our health.
Yeah,
exactly.
Well, thank you, Sebastian, Guillaume, thanks for coming on. It's great to hear you. I'm sure you'll be ambassadors for France as well with your success in the region. And as you can see, these guys are healthy. They've got lots of hair, so they're good ambassadors for the product. They're really fascinating to hear the story, and wish you all the best.
Thank you so much for your time,
Richard.
Yeah. Thank you. Cheers, guys.
Thank you.
This show was powered by Zmuni. Once again, a big thank you to them to help us provide this content to you for free. Also, thank you to our producer, Yana Kalashikova, editor, Alibaba. Please do check out more Dubai Works episodes and other shows over on smashy.tv. You can follow us on social media and download our app, which is available on iOS, Android, and all good smart TVs. See you next week.